beautiful summer day.
And welcome back. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this morning.
Yet again, another superb musical selection.
Oh, thank you, sir. Once again, if you go on my Facebook page, I have a daily feature called Elton Jim's Jam-Packed iPod, and every day.
This is on your Facebook page?
Yes, on my Facebook page,
well,
Jim
we're
Toronto.
We're buddies, we're pals.
Yeah, go on there every day.
Check this out.
Every day, I choose another song that is on my iPod, and I've got 24,000 songs on my iPod.
Seriously?
Yes, I do. Over 3,000.
You said 24,000?
Yes, I have an iPod Classic that holds that many songs, and I downloaded most of those by hand. And I'm not exaggerating. It took me a long time nights. Believe me,
imagine.
I fell asleep with my finger literally on the download button. And so I choose a different song every day. Sometimes it's a one-hit wonder songs. It's kind of songs that you have forgotten, or you maybe never knew, or haven't heard in a long time. Or I think maybe deep tracks. It may be a song that you've never heard before. For both, a younger person as well as a older person, remembering or discovering. It's a fun thing. I've been doing it for 2 years, and I'm really having a ball doing it. So you want to check my Facebook page, Dave. I'm sure you're going to find out some really cool songs.
You know, there are a lot of deep tracks out there that are real good songs that are not well known. Here's a one-hit wonder for you. Okay. Haven't heard in a while. Ride, Captain, Ride.
Ride, Captain, Ride, upon your mystery ship. Look at Dave singing now all of a sudden.
You started it.
I know. I brought you out of your shell. I think I'll have to just come on every Sunday, and you and me can sing, and then sing Dean into his next bit. We'll be like the house band.
We will be asked to leave.
Yeah, right.
And not politely either.
Now on my phone is a local director here in the Chicago area who is helming a new production of an Agatha Christie masterpiece, which will be opening in September out in North Riverside. Jay Fontanetta, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Jim?
Very good. You are a board member as well as a director of a new production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, which many consider one of her masterpieces. So tell me about this show.
Sure. It's
Why don't you first tell me about the North Riverside Players? So people
sure,
get
the North Riverside. Yeah, they're a community theater in North Riverside, Illinois, not far from Brookfield Zoo. For those listeners that know where that is, and they've been around for about 20 years, doing 2 to 3 productions a year using the Rec Center in North Riverside. They do really, really good work. I've been working with them on and off for about 10 years, and it's really amazing. They're a really dedicated group of artists that. That take this kind of multi-purpose room in the Rec Center and transform it into a fully functioning lighting and sound theater space. And, they're hard workers. They're dedicated. They've got great ideas.
And didn't they just recently won a statewide?
Yeah, a year ago, I directed A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare for this group, and I edited it down to about an hour, and we took it down to the American Association of Community Theaters festival competition in Streeter, Illinois, and we competed against a couple of other groups from Illinois, and we won the top awards, and then we went to their regional competition festival where we competed against theaters from Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio. It was really cool. It was a great experience. We got to meet a lot of people from the region that are, theater enthusiasts and theater artists just like ourselves. And it was really cool, and I think it was a great experience for everyone involved.
So I have to say, so Jay Fontanetta, the man who dared to edit Shakespeare, that's quite brave of you. Yeah, Will, I like this soliloquy, but I think I'm going to edit it out.
I'm certainly not the first person to do it.
So tell me quickly about Agatha Christie's masterpiece, And Then They Were None, which will be opening on September 29th, put on by the North Riverside Players.
Yeah, it's the classic tale of 10 strangers brought to a house under dubious circumstances and reasons, and they are slowly being killed one at a time. It's an honor to be able to work with a piece from Agatha Christie, right? The supposedly the world's best-selling novelist. And Then There Were None is her greatest selling work. Her estate, the Agatha Christie estate, did a contest a couple years ago, and they voted And Then There Were None her best work. So we are doing the play version of the novel And Then There Were None. And I'm really looking forward to it. We just got started, but it's shaping up real well so far. And I hope people will come on out and see it and support it.
And Agatha Christie, later this year in November, there will be a star-studded film version of one of her most popular novels, Murder on the Orient Express, with Kenneth Branagh playing Hercule Poirot. So that is something to look forward to.
Yeah, there's a movie version coming out with a lot of famous people in it. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to Jay and give an initial plug for this is for one reason. Not only am I a huge Agatha Christie fan, I have seen a few of her works, including The Mousetrap in London, which is a kick to see. And I remember seeing the original movie version of Murder on the Orient Express, where Richard Widmark winds up being the victim. But in a star-studded cast like Lauren Bacall and Sean Connery, that's a cool one to look up on Netflix if you want to see a neat movie, especially with this new one. Yeah, coming out with a new one coming out early, you get a chance to compare them both. But I guess the main reason I wanted to have Jay on and talk about the North Riverside Players as well as this production, which opens on September 29th and runs for 6 performances, two weekends through October 8th, is that not only is it, from what I understand, Jay has some really creative ways of presenting this show, and so it's going to be just a fun thing to see great Agatha Christie and the way that you are planning on spicing it up. But I guess from the most selfish reason, I'm in it.
yes, you are.
Yes, I am playing playing Captain Philip Lombard, and so I'm looking very forward to it, Jay. And I appreciate you recognizing my abilities. And I'm not going to do this bad James Mason accent, so don't worry about that. I'm doing right now. But yeah, I'm really excited to be working with the North Riverside Players. It looks like it's a really committed and creative group, and you certainly have a clear and creative vision to put this on. And so I would just love to let people know about it. Community theater in this city is very vibrant. And so whatever kind of support the theater lovers can give is something important. So let the people know where they can get tickets.
You can get tickets through our website, NRPlayers, one word, nrplayers.com. You can go on there. There's a link to the left where you can choose tickets. And you can choose your own seat, and the whole works.
Very good. Well, we just started rehearsals. We got rehearsal tonight. I will see you tonight at 5 o'clock, sir.
Yes, you will.
I am learning my lines, and we will be blocking Act 1 tonight. Little inside there for you theater folks.
Right.
But please, if you love Agatha Christie and you want to see it presented in a really creative and unique way, come out to North Riverside and see the North Riverside Players production of And Then There Were None, a play also known by another name, 10 Little Indians or 10 Little Soldiers.
Yes, 10 Little Indians were the original name of the play for a long time, and then they switched it to match the novel, yes.
Yeah, so that starts opening night, September 29th. We will be ready. Jay, thank you for joining me. As I said, I will see you tonight at rehearsal.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for the time, and I hope everybody comes out and see the show and see you.
Oh, yes. Well, hopefully they will.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be in this, so I appreciate the opportunity. I'm gonna do my best. So thank you, and we'll see you later. Thanks a lot, Jay.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, that was Jay Fontanetta, the director of the North Riverside Players production of And Then There Were None, which will open on September 29th, and you can go to their website for tickets. I'm Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards today. It's 11:20. We'll be back right after this. No switching.